Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We got a good podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about some Hawaii vacation news, going to include talking a little bit about what's happening at the Polo Grounds up on the North Shore. Everything from that to where your favorite celebrity likes to honeymoon when they go to the Big Island. All straight ahead as we get through this podcast for Wednesday, July 28th, 2010. It is a Wednesday, and this is our 401st podcast. Glad you could be here. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can also reach me via email just by emailing me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. That's a hyphen, right? -aloha.com, hawaii-aloha.com. Or you can just get over to our website. You can follow us on Twitter at @AlohaBruce or on Facebook. Just key in Hawaii Aloha Travel. Well, I hope you had a good weekend and your week is off to a good start. Geez, you know, last week was just full of surprises. You know, I had like several things happening. Everything from clients calling me up because a table was broken in their condo to, no, seriously, to customers stranded on the mainland. I was sharing a lot of my frustrations, you know, just, you know, but that's when our job really begins, right? As travel agents is when a lot of these challenges come up. Yeah, you know, if you're in a condo, you're rent, you know, you're doing a condo with us, you know, you're responsible for the stuff that's in there. If you break a table or you break a something in there, then you're going to be responsible for that. It was a situation like that, and I was really trying to do the best I could to play referee. Because I generally tend to like take in all sides of an issue and then try to make a determination. I do come from the old school thing, you know, that customer is always first. I always feel that way when I'm dealing in these situations. I always try to be a customer advocate because remember, we don't own the hotels, we don't own the airlines, and so we can only try and do the best we can to sometimes just beg and plead is what it comes down to. But yeah, this week isn't as bad though. So hopefully yours is the same and you're having a good one. Let's get into it a little bit here. Talk about some stuff that's happening around town and around here. Kind of newsy type items. If you're a history buff, you're really going to love this one. Because in honor of Amelia Earhart's birthday, you know who Amelia Earhart was. She's the first woman to fly the Pacific, you know, for famous woman aviator. There's a history exhibit over at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel that began this week on the 25th. And there's a display there now at the resort's Coronet Lounge. Where is the Coronet Lounge? I think that's actually near the where they have the curators of the music, that like the main ballroom. Can't think of the name of it offhand. You'll be able to see never-before-seen black-and-white images of Earhart during her time in Hawaii in December 1935. And the span of photos stretch from 1934 to 1935. So they go from about a year. And also there are some photos there March 18th to the 20th in 1937. And they include Earhart in her Lockheed Vega. That's that red high-winged monoplane that she flew. And it's really an opportunity to see some never-before-seen photos that they've unearthed over there at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Of course, the Royal Hawaiian is one of the signature properties in Waikiki. You'll see it right there if you're going to be staying on Oahu. You can't miss the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Just a gorgeous property. It's pink. They call it the Pink Palace sometimes. And it's a lovely place to hang out. They've got the Mai Tai Bar there. There's usually entertainment there on the weekends. Every night of the week, there's entertainment at the Mai Tai Bar. But you're just going to find it a great place, and they have great exhibits there. And this is going to be running right through, let's see, this exhibit is going to go through the whole month. And there are some pictures here that also show her at the Royal Pool. and sharing pineapple with Duke Kanemoku. And it's really an interesting exhibit. I can't wait to get down there. I'm going to go check it out. I'll share some pictures with you when I get them. But this is really, really cool. Now, for those of you who don't know, Matson Lines, they operated the only passenger voyages to, you know, Hawaii from California. And that happened from the 1920s to the 60s. And this was pretty much the way people got to Hawaii. So it's back in that day. And you'll be able to see these. If you're going to be coming into Waikiki, check that out. You'll love that exhibit. Also, if you want to do something different, you want to mingle with the locals, you want to do something that sort of, you know, is laid back, relaxing, also a lot of fun, I highly recommend getting down to the Polo Club over in Mokulea. Because there's a lot happening, and especially this weekend, it's like a giant tailgate party out there. It's just a lot of fun. It's a chance to meet local folks. And the first 2 weeks of August, there's actually going to be a team from India here. And they're welcoming them in. And also, this is a great time to go out there because they're going to be also competing. And they're going to also have some great barbecue stuff going on. A Paniolo grill that they're going to have. And it's all going to be in a beautiful outdoor setting. They're asking for contributions of $35, but any donation will do, and you can just show up there. If you need more information, you can dial 760-803-3651. Wonder why it's a long-distance telephone number. It's not a Hawaii number. I have no idea. But here's a little bit of news for you. If you want to know where celebrity honeymoon couples head to when they come to Hawaii, it looks like it's the Haleakala over in Kailua Kona over on the Big Island. It was named the number one celebrity honeymoon hotel. Geez, you know, I thought it would be the Grand Wailea, but I knew that a lot of people went to Haleakala. I did know that. It was given top billing for both wedding location and honeymoon accommodations. The hotel was also credited with having immaculate grounds and a low-key elegance. It's got a low-key elegance. I like that term. Low-key elegance. Others to make the list included the St. Regis in Bora Bora and the Four Seasons Resort in Bali at Jimbaran Bay. So, the Big Island makes it. So, if you want that kind of thing, you know, for you guys who have these high-maintenance situations... That's the hotel. Okay, you cannot be unhappy there. It's also a fortune to live like kings up there. It's also a great, one of my favorite restaurants. It's the Paia restaurant there. I think that's how, Paliha restaurant. Forget the name of it. But the signature restaurant there at the Four Seasons, the best hands down food I've had. We had an amazing experience there. So you want to check that out. So that's, you know, and of course that was done by TripAdvisor. So TripAdvisor is the source on that one. So consider the source as well. If I was going to be a honeymoon couple, you know, I would pick Haleakala, the Four Seasons Haleakala. I do put a lot of people there who really, you know, when money's no object, all of the Four Seasons here in Hawaii are just gorgeous. And of course, over on Lanai, that's all we have is two big Four Seasons hotels, the Loggia Kōʻele and Manele Bay. And that's where a lot of celebrities are going, too. And that's a place where you can really just get away. It's just a resort. I mean, you won't go anywhere else. I mean, you can use a couple little tours that you can take. And it's, you know, Lanai is a cute little island. It's called the Coconut Island, basically. Pineapple Island, rather. They used to grow pineapples there exclusively. Thus, you know, Dole was there. But anyway, a lot of fun. And that's a great thing. And so, you know, you really can't go wrong with any of the Four Seasons. I have to say that. And you get what you pay for. I mean, you got to pay to play at these properties. I mean, we're talking $600 and up a night to do it right. So hopefully that helps you out if you're thinking about living like a celebrity in Hawaii. Anyway, a lot of news about what's happening up at on the Big Island. Speaking of the Big Island, what's happening with the Kilauea volcano? It's reached the sea. The actual lava has reached the sea. But it is still threatening homes over there. And there are a lot of people that are really hoping to catch a glimpse of it. A lot of people have reported going up there and looking for this. the lava flow was able to push up and over the slope into the sea. And that's pretty amazing. And this doesn't happen that often. And it's pretty spectacular when it does happen. And there's several homes there at Kalapana. And the lava actually reached 425 feet away from Kalapana Gardens. And according to the United States Geological Survey, a nearly continuous active flow front is creeping into a remaining and topographically low kipuka at the western end of the subdivision, causing small brush fires and methane explosions. Gosh, imagine living there, right? There are still a few homes there. I mean, living there and just knowing that, you know, like lava, if you're gonna, I mean, it's finished. I mean, lava comes in there, there's no protecting it. There's very little that you can do to protect it. Wow. One home was destroyed over the weekend. Authorities warn that the Kalapana Gardens is a private subdivision and access is granted only to residents. And they're just warning people, stay away from here. And they're asking people to stay away from this area. The land along Highway 130 is also private property. And the county police is monitoring that area. But lava is continuing to enter the ocean. But the USGS estimates that less lava is headed that direction than is flowing towards the residential area. So that's good news. So the less lava is flowing down there, so less lava is going to go into those residential areas. And earlier estimates had been that once the lava was able to make its way to sea, the amount flowing towards the homes would decrease. And so that hasn't quite happened. So that's why there's still a little bit of concern. On Monday, lava created a small delta in the sea, which is growing as more lava flows onto Kilauea and so forth. So, you know, now's the time. If you were thinking of coming here and like you were deciding, should I go to the Big Island? Now would be a great time to see lava. So just to let you know. And, you know, it just kind of gives us a chance to talk a little bit about that, because now that this is happening, we are getting a lot more questions about, you know, viewing the lava and just going up into that area altogether. Because when many people, when they think of Hawaii, immediately they see the images of white sand and the beaches and the coconut trees and Mai Tais in the tropical sun. Now, I'm not saying that's not something that you should be thinking. And anybody who's coming to Hawaii is likely to find those kinds of things. And turning that down, I'm not going to recommend turning that kind of opportunity down. I'll never say turn down Mai Tais. But on your next visit to Hawaii, I do suggest, especially when you get over there, that you get to the higher elevations. Because there's a number of opportunities to experience what we call upcountry Hawaii. But people taking to Hawaii vacation very often are wanting to go see what's happening at the Volcano National Park. And it really is a great place to get your, you know, kind of get a taste of the Big Island. It's 4,000 feet above sea level, so it's spectacular. The park there is designed as an international biosphere, and it's a World Heritage Site. And if you spend some time there, you can get to explore up to 7 ecological zones. You get to explore the seacoast, the lowland, the mid-elevation woodland, and the rainforest, the up forest, and the alpine. And you can do all of this in one trip. And a really great place that you can stay there, and one that I recommend, is the Volcano Village. It's a bed and breakfast, and we can get your reservations there. It's right there in Volcano. And most folks don't even realize how long the drive is from Kona to the Kahala Coast, to the volcano. And it is kind of a long drive by the time you actually get there. So it does make sense in a lot of cases, especially if this is something you're interested in experiencing and getting a really good feel for, that you spend a couple of nights actually on the Hilo side. You can combine it with a Hilo-Kona trip. So, you might want to consider, there's also some great restaurants at the Volcano Kilauea Lodge. That's a great one. and you really should reserve some time to just soak in some beauty of the rainforests that are up there as well. The Ohia Forest is one of them. And when people say that, you know, there isn't water and there's not, there's lots of rainforest and there's some beautiful things that you can see on the Big Island. So you get a nice balance between the two. You can find just amazing flora and fauna there. And the Volcano Village is a really just nice place to hang out, relax, have a cup of coffee. Kona coffee, of course. And enjoy yourselves. So, you know, the Big Island is hot right now, right, so to speak. Hot. Because there's just a lot happening there with the volcano. And a lot of people, you know, wanted to find information about it. Now, of course, there is lots of information on our website. And I encourage you to get over there to hawaii-aloha.com and click on the blog, because the blog is a source of tremendous information. We publish there every single day. So every day you get some new information. You can subscribe to it. Just click on the subscribe button, subscribe to our blog. We would love, to give you this information. It's all free, you know. And then there's the podcast page. Now, if you go to the podcast, you can catch all of our back episodes of our blog, of our podcasts. And there's just tons of information there on all topics. So you can find it there. You can also just email us and we can get you that information as well. And you want to give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Just a couple of things I want to remind you about is if you're coming to Oahu and you're a Hawaii Aloha Travel customer, you're going to get that free photo session. So contact us. Just give us a call and ask about that free photo session, and we'll give you all the information about it. And the other thing is that we have is we have our own private, semi-private coach that we take people on tours on. And it's very affordable. It's half the price than what you'd pay in one of these tours that you would get, you know, in a big bus with a bunch of people. And so get in touch with us about that. It's especially, called our VIP Hawaii North Shore Tour. But we can customize it to make it, you know, just the way you want it. So you want to keep that in mind as well as too. So I just want to give you that information. Don't forget to tune in again on Friday. Catch the podcast on iTunes and on our podcast page. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.